What's the halacha? If a person wants to mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, he has only one day left of the month until it's going to be too late, right? We know that you're only able to mekayim the mitzvah of reciting the bracha of Kiddush Levana for the first half of the month, till day 14. And past that, it's going to be too late. You're not able to mekayim the mitzvah anymore because it's not considered bechidusha. You're only able to recite the bracha when the moon is still considered new, it's still bechidusha. And past this day of day 14, it's going to be too late, it's not going to be bechidusha, you're not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah anymore. And the question is, on this last night that he has to mekayim this mitzvah, it's quite cloudy, and there's a cloud that's blocking the sight of the new moon. And the shaila is he able to mekayim the mitzvah since behind the cloud is able to see the image of the moon? Or do we say that no, since the Maisa cloud is blocking, he has to wait till next month? And that is the question that is disputed in the Paiskim. And the basic shaila is, what is the nature of this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? We know that there are certain brachas that we have that are considered birchas hanen. The bracha that a person makes when deriving benefit, when deriving hano, when deriving pleasure from something that's existing in this world, such as the bracha before eating an apple. When you make a bracha of ha'etz, it's considered a birchas hanenin. It's a bracha asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for permission to derive pleasure from his world. And that is one type of bracha that we find that Chazal were kaveya. There's a second type of bracha, and that is the birchas hashvach. A birchas hashvach is a bracha that's not specific to a hana that you're about to derive, but rather it's on the basic creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted to the world. It's a basic acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a very helpful and very beneficiary environment. And an example of such a bracha is the bracha of Yoytzer Ma'iris. When a person recites the bracha of Yoytzer Ma'iris in the beginning of the day during Shacharis, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bria and for the basic yitzira of the creation. And the question therefore becomes, is the bracha on Kiddush Levana a bracha on ahana, of being able to benefit and derive pleasure from the new Levana? And therefore, you would certainly be required to derive some type of hana from the new moon? Or is it considered rather a birchas hashvach? And therefore, something that could be recited even without actually having any benefit and pleasure from the new moon. So this is a discussion in the Radvaz, where the Radvaz first wants to assume that we should compare it to a bracha that we make on the Ner on Motzei Shabbos. And just like when a person makes the bracha on the Ner on Motzei Shabbos, you have to be able to discern between two different types of coins, and only then is it considered a sufficient hana that you're having from the Ner. Because if it doesn't provide you with enough light to discern between different coins, we assume that it's not enough a hana to make a bracha on. And therefore, just like when you make the bracha on the Ner on Motzei Shabbos during Havdalah, you need a certain form of hana that you're going to derive. So too, when it comes to the new moon that you make a bracha on, you as well have to have some type of hana from the Levana. And then the Radva says that perhaps you don't need any hana at all, because maybe it's like the bracha of Yoytzer Ma'iris. And just like by the bracha of Yoytzer HaMa'iris, you don't need any actual hana that you're going to derive when making the bracha, because it's a bracha zashvach. So too, when it comes to the bracha of Kiddush Levana, it's only a birchas hashvach. It's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the etzem creation of the new moon, but it's not something that we're actually deriving pleasure from necessarily. And the mela, it's not considered a birchas hanen, it's a birchas hashvach. You don't have to actually derive any hano from the moon before making the bracha. Now, the nafka mini is going to be, if let's say it's a cloudy night and clouds are blocking your vision of the moon, and you're not going to be nin from the new moon when you make the bracha. Is it a birchas hashvach and therefore you don't need to have any hano? Or do we say that it's a birchas hanenin, and therefore you do have to derive some type of hana before making the bracha? So this is a back and forth in the Radvaz, and the Radvaz Lamaisa concludes that you do, in fact, need to derive some type of hana from the new moon before making the bracha, because the Loshna of the Gemara is, Haroya Levana Bechidusha, then, and only then, do you make the bracha on the new moon. And the Mela says the Radvaz, from the fact that the Gemara says Haroya Levana Bechidusha, it's mashma that you have to actually see the moon, and it's not merely enough if you have the knowledge that there's a new moon, rather you have to actually derive some type of pleasure. It has to be a re'il, and it's mashma that there is some type of hano that has to be derived in order for you to make the bracha, and that's why if clouds are blocking your vision, you're unable to see the moon, you do not make the bracha on the new levona. Azoisak de Radvaz. And that's how most places can assume lemaisa, that in order to make the bracha of Kiddush Levona, you need to be able to actually see the moon properly, because only then could you derive some type of hano. Then it's considered roya levona bechidusha, and only then do you make a bracha on the new moon. However, there's a well-known chiddush from the Sefer Yehoshua, where he says that me'ikir adin, you can make a bracha on the new moon, even if clouds are blocking your vision. Why? Because you don't have to have any hano from the new moon, because it's not a birchas hanen, it's a birchas hashvach. It's a bracha on the etzem creation of the new moon, rather than on the hano that you're going to derive from the new moon. And therefore, since it's a birchas hashvach, you don't need to actually witness the new moon, and you're not actually mechuyev to have hano from the new moon when making the bracha. Rather, the knowledge that it's there is sufficient to warrant a bracha. And therefore, even if clouds are blocking, you're able to make the bracha. Now, the Sefer Yeshua brings a raya from the Marshal brought down in the Mogen Avram, where he says that, for instance, let's say a suma, someone who's blind, is able to make the bracha on, let's say, Yoytzar Ma'iris and other brachas that are considered birchas hashvach, because you don't need actual hana to make the bracha. And therefore, says the Sefer Yeshua, just like a suma is able to make the bracha on the new moon, so too a person who has clouds blocking the new moon is able to make the bracha. Because it's a birchas hashvach, it's not a birchas hanenin, and therefore you're able to recite the bracha in spite of the fact that clouds are blocking the moon. Now, even the Sefer Yeshua is only saying this psak b'shas atchak when, let's say, you have only one night left to mekayim the mitzvah and clouds are blocking your vision. So only then does the Sefer Yeshua say that you don't need to actually see the moon itself, even if clouds are blocking, then mere knowledge is sufficient to allow you to say the bracha. But that's only if you are otherwise going to be unable to fulfill the mitzvah this month. However, l'chatchila, a person should make sure that he actually sees the moon and only then recites the bracha in order to be chayshish for the other shittas, that avad, you need to actually witness the new moon, haroya levana b'chidusha, in order to recite the bracha on the new moon. How do we paskin l'maisa? L'maisa, the Nesivis disagrees with the Sefer Yeshua. Other Achrenim as well disagree with the Sefer Yeshua, and they hold that avad, if clouds are blocking your vision, you have to assume that you'll wait for next month to recite the bracha, because l'maisa, it has to be an actual re'iyah of the new moon, and only then can you recite the bracha. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishneh Berurah, and Simin Tof Chavav paskins that if you're able to see some image and form of the moon behind the clouds, but there are clouds between you and the moon, can you make the bracha if you have no other days left to wait to recite the bracha? Time is running out. You want to know, can I make the bracha or not? Says the Mishneh Berurah, it really depends on the scenario. If there's a thick cloud interposing between you and the moon, then in fact, we assume that that is an impediment to the bracha and you cannot recite the bracha. And if it's only a very thin cloud and you're still able to see the moon in a somewhat clear manner, then even though there is some thin cloud blocking you, you're able to recite the bracha if time is running out.